Hallelujah Bread 14, Part 2. We make an amazing discovery in the Lord's Prayer, which Christians pray millions of times, and yet somehow do not get the entire revelation that is found in it. The Lord's Prayer, a revelation of the children of God. The familiar Lord's Prayer is a prayer that is recited routinely in churches and almost every Christian event. Yet, when reciting it, few realize that it is an entirely new understanding to recognize God as our Father. Jesus made it known to his disciples that they too were to become children of God. Jesus was considered a blasphemer and was crucified because he said God was his father. For it was never so taught in Jewish tradition. At that time, Jesus of Nazareth ministered on earth. The Jewish authorities held that God had no son. The same doctrine is held today by Islam. There were no Christians nor sons of God before the resurrection. It is common to hear Christian leaders call Jesus' disciples Christians during his earthly ministry. It is even foolishly taught by some Christian pastors that followers of Moses were Christians. The disciples were not yet Christians. They were followers of Yeshua of Nazareth. His disciples believed him to be the promised King of Israel, and it was hoped that he would become the ruling Messiah. The original disciples did not attain to the status of sonship until after Jesus breathed upon them, bringing them spiritual regeneration and understanding in them. In John 20:22, Luke 24:45, they were then prepared to receive the promise of the Father, the full immersion into the Spirit-empowered life. The Spirit of truth, which Jesus would supply to minister with the anointings that Jesus' ministry required. Therefore, the sonship that was promised in the above prayer was spoken in advance of any of the disciples actually becoming children of the Father. Jesus teaches in parables. What does this tell us about becoming or being the children of God? I see the parables that Jesus offered is another proof text that not all were God's children. Matthew 13:36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of this world. The above passage indicates that some churchgoers sitting in a pew next to us, who we presume to be Christians, may be among the tares. Others belonging to another denomination or religion may be numbered among the tares. Tares can be defined as unregenerate humanity. The appearance of goodness, religious status, or moral standing is no guarantee that they are among the called and the redeemed. Only God has this knowledge. Sorry, the Bible does not teach the equality of all religions. Who is it that determines whether or not we qualify for the title of God's children? The Father in heaven knows those who are his own. This will become abundantly clear when the ingathering final harvest occurs at the end of the age, which approaches.